Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Happy Memorial Day. Today, we are remembering all the amazing men and women that have served on behalf of our country that we love so much to keep us of the people, by the people, and for the people. So thank you. My hat's off to my own daddy, who served in World War II in the Red Cross unit. And of course, to all of our loved ones and those that we've never met, in appreciation of everything you've done on our behalf to keep us free, which is what this work is all about, to realize that we are free to create who we are. We are free to create who we are. I want to invite you, if you are still thinking about joining Sandra Pelley and me in Canada, please get your sign-ups in. They need to be in by mid-June. And I sent out again, wasn't gonna, but I did. I sent out again the offer from Marilyn Janae. I truly believe in her work. I have done it. It has worked for me. Every time I go back and consciously do the affirmations and the work that Marilyn talks about, my money increases. And this last year, this last week was proof of that yet again. Just coming in from places that I didn't even know, or having ideas for things that I didn't have ideas for before. Gifts and opportunities of work. And so I sent it out again, guys. You know, I must get 20 emails a week. Dee, what do I do about making more money? I need to make more money. I'm bringing you a program to help you do that. So if you asked, then you need to receive. Okay, if the universe is bringing something to you, you got to receive it and go, wow, I asked and here it is, and now I've got to take action. Okay, I have put on the e-blast coming out tomorrow, I've written out for you all the directions that you can use to bring yourself back into balance and flow. The ones that we use about, I direct my heart to be open, front and back, merged with my whole brain. I direct my chakras to be open, balanced, spinning in the right direction. I direct my hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, and I am aligned with source. And we do this on behalf of all space-time continuums and dimensions. I wrote it out for you. Copy it, print it, whatever you need to do. But it's on the e-blast coming out tomorrow. How do you get the e-blast? You sign up for it. You go to imdwallace.com and sign up for the e-blast. I don't inundate you guys with a lot of stuff. You know that. So don't think you're going to be getting 3 and 4 emails from me a day. That's not the way I work. But if you want the e-blast, you got to sign up for it. Okay. Excuse me. I want to read part of this lovely email that I got from Connie in our community. And she says, I did the little child experience and it opened up something for me. It always seemed like things were always taken from me, or the things I really want don't happen. Sound familiar? The memories that came up really were things where I chose differently. That's helping me a ton. So when a thought comes up, I can easily change it. Then she's talking about conversations with God. So I want you to see the things I'm suggesting Connie is taking action on, which is bringing things together for her in her life. I like what is said in the book that our bodies are all cells, some that have different ideas. And I'm focusing on the idea that the majority wins. Well, we know from the 100th monkey that the majority wins. So when a thought comes up or things I want to change, I'm realizing that I must stop focusing on what I don't want. And she puts in parentheses, I know that's what you've always said. I think I'm realizing that it has just been a different idea in my head. So if something negative comes up, I analyze it and I figure out if that's what I really want or if I change it around, that's the experience I want. I wanted to let you know I'm getting a lot out of your shows. Well, Connie, thanks. Thanks for walking the talk. Thanks for seizing the day. Thanks for receiving after you ask. And, you know, you're your own creator, and that's what you're doing. You're putting it all together. Emails like this make my flippin' heart sing, guys. I love this feedback, and I love to see that you're actually moving on things that I'm bringing out there to you. I could read 20 emails from the little child experience right now, but there's too much to share with you. You know, every once in a while, again, we move into this major expansion in our work, and this is one of those times. So through two or three privates, which is why I love working with all of you, because all of us together bring in the information. It's been revealed to me that if we want our work to expand and be even more palatable and forceful in the world, we had to realize that we have not been using the space. We've known to direct for the cells, we've known to direct for matter, but it's the space between the cells and the matter. Well, I have three different subtitles under space here. Space is the space of the cells and the matter itself. Space is the space in between the cells and what makes up the matter. And space is also the movement and flow. For example, envision yourself in an enclosed water tube sliding down the water tube. There's the water, and there's you, and then there's the space you're flying through. We have not been holding that space as part of what we are directing our energy to respond from. So I want you to be aware now that anytime you are directing your energy toward anything you want, it's for the cells, for the matter, and for the very space of those things in all space-time continuums and all dimensions. As we've learned, time and dimensions and time and space continuums are trying to integrate right now. It is our belief in separation that is making the chaos of all of this so prevalent. Our world looks like chaos because we are not simply saying, I am integrated. I accept the integration of all cells, matter, and space in all space-time continuums and dimensions. So that's what we do right now. That's our direction, and that's our claim. And I want to read to you again a little part from Conversations with God. I strongly suggest to all of you that you pick up this book. I strongly suggest that you watch the movie The Shack, because you're going to together everything our channel teaches in different ways to make it even clearer. Okay, a person choosing to awaken themselves and their species by being a demonstration and a model of their true identity is creating from the supraconscious level. Listen, and that person has come from that level of consciousness intentionally, with total awareness of what they are doing and how they are creating. Sentient beings, meaning us, are demonstrating absolute, complete, and full awareness of who they are and how life works when they deliberately and intentionally choose ahead of time a particular state of consciousness from which to express and experience any thought, word, or action. That place of consciousness would be divine love for this community. Divine love and joy. So we are deliberately and intentionally ahead of anything that happens to us, choosing to express and experience from the place of divine love and joy. Sentient beings are demonstrating a lower level of awareness when they express and experience a thought, word, or action from a state of consciousness they have not deliberately and intentionally selected. Many sentient beings, listen, many sentient beings vacillate between levels of awareness, thus altering significantly the quality and effectiveness of their thoughts, words, and actions across the moments of their life. That's the challenge that's open to all of us right now. Are we vacillating? Are we bringing ourselves back to the choice and the focus of what we want? Masters are beings who do not vacillate between levels of awareness, but consistently select, with deliberateness and clear intention, the state of consciousness from which they wish their thoughts, words, and actions to emerge. I am asking you right now, is your intention to hold consciously, permanently, and consistently the choice of divine love and joy in all your thoughts, actions, and perceptions? That is what our claim is. That is what our direction to ourself is. And so it is. All right, now I plan to go to the callers, but they're saying no. So hold on. Sheets, book, song, movie. Well, the first one I heard is E.T. So everybody open your hearts, front and back, and merge them with your whole brains, because what I just read, a lot of your hearts just went, I better protect myself and move on. Okay, now I can go to the callers. Yes, please have your question and your testimony already, and we're going to Caroline in Ontario. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi, beautiful.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. When are you coming to Canada?
It's all on my website. I will be there July 7th, 8th, and 9th.
seven, eight, and nine. Okay, I'll look it up. And I did purchase the Marilyn Jennett package.
Uh-huh.
I'm seven days in now. So I'm looking forward to the manifestation of money, and that's what I'm wanting to do right now. There's a huge change in my life that brings me a lot of time to myself and makes me, my horse passed away at 17 years. So,
sweetheart.
Yeah, my beautiful Merlin, yeah.
Well, it is the circle of life, you know, Caroline. And you know, when you said that, the first picture they gave me was the picture of the white horse with wings.
That's exactly where he is. When before he passed, I was singing to him, and I told him that he can now be a white unicorn. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes, my beauty.
Isn't that, don't you love it when the channel picks up that stuff and we get affirmations like that? Well, he is. He wants you to know he is. He's flying around, you know, helping create. So awesome. Well, all I can tell you, Caroline, is believe it. Don't doubt it. Don't question the Marilyn Jennet's program. Just believe it. I am a walking testimony to the power of her work, man. It's so simple. It's so simple. And you have to choose to find the time to do it daily, you know? But even if you don't, if you miss a day or 2 days, doesn't matter. Just do it. It works.
Yeah, I've been very diligent in doing it.
Good for you.
My question today would be, maybe I'm looking ahead way too ahead. Maybe it's out of fear. I've been off of work, just sick. I have too much to say. I was guided to be off of work, to take some time for myself, and that's when my horse passed. So it was beautiful because I ended up spending almost every day with him before he passed, and then he passed.
They want to go to what created the sickness. Oh, okay.
So now I don't want to go back to work. So that's why I bought the program to create money, because I've only got 4 years left before my full pension. But it's not a good place for me.
Well, all right, you know, guys, you could say that about the world right now.
Okay.
I want to get really clear. You see, that's exactly what I just read from Conversations with God. Are you waiting for the job to create you and bring you your happiness? Or are you choosing divine love and happiness before you ever walk into the job? That's a whole different thing. And when we create our lives from that perspective, and I'm going to be challenged with this very thing. I'm on the same road with you, Caroline, going back into my series. That is literally where our greatest gifts are. So the sickness is coming from the resistance of choosing to be happy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
So give me the one thing, don't make it a long story. Why is it not a good place for you to be?
I work for the Ontario government on the phones, and it's pretty much just yelling every day about their taxes and this and that, and it's a negative environment, and I'm if anything, the positive one around the office. I'm the one that, you know, gives healing and talks positive and gives hugs and you know, I would be like the you kind of thing in my office. That would be me, but it's very draining. It's very draining. And I sit there sometimes and I want to leave. I want to be outside. I want to be.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah. So they're saying, the channel is saying you're very positive to other people in the office, but the people who are coming in on the phones, that's where you need to serve right now. I hear you. I hear that you're upset about this. I hear that you're in fear, right, about all this. Let me see how we can help you. Let me see who I can find who can really hear you. And everybody needs that right now, Caroline, including you. We all need people and energy to turn to us and go, I hear you, I love you, I'm listening, I'm going to try to help. Okay, there's another piece.
Because I'm really, really excellent with my callers. Every single caller thanks me for being patient and kind and everything else. So
don't understand why it's such a negative thing then. Why are you experiencing so much negativity?
So then I guess that's my question, because I don't want to be there anymore. I want to be doing something that I love.
Okay, and what the channel is saying to you is wherever you go, there you are. So you have to find out why you're so unhappy here. Otherwise, you're unhappy everywhere. So now they're letting us go to a core belief. This page here. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Now, we need to get clear about what this is, and we're going back to the sheets and another core belief. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I have enough energy to be good enough. And that's what this experience is bringing up for you. I'm just not good enough. I can't help everybody. I'm not good enough. I can't save everybody. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough energy. I too many people need me. And I'm sure a lot of people on this show are resonating with this right now, even if you're just a mother. The world right now is a needy, demanding world. And what they want you to know, Carolyn, is it's not up to you to save them. It's not up to you to create their lives for them. It's only up to you to be the kind and loving balance that they need right now. But you get plugged into, I need to save everybody. So I want to know, does that resonate in the rest of your life? Are you a caretaker?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, to a degree, but yes. I've learned a lot of my lessons there.
Okay. Well, this is the biggest one. That in order to be happy, guys, we simply must focus on our happiness and giving. Not giving to the point where we think we have to save everybody, because then we go into unhappiness and overwhelm about it.
That's honestly not me, though. That came up, but unless you feel that that's not true, but that's really not me. I've really overcome that. I have good boundaries.
Okay, so I'm testing it, Carolyn, and my pendulum goes to yes, no, which means you have done a lot of work around it and you have shifted a lot of stuff. And I'm saying this to everybody. I probably said it 5 times on privates this week, because if you're saying, my gosh, I thought I already dealt with that one. If you've heard yourself say or think that recently, just know that those are the things that are coming up right now. The deepest, most wonderful pony that you can find is coming up right now to deal with all this stuff, which is the core stuff for you. So just look at that and be clear about what you want. What you want is a beautiful, happy, joyful, free working place where you make a lot of money and you're happy and you feel like you're serving, and that everyone, you're allowing them to create their own lives. You're just a part of that, that can help create the balance to do that, Carolyn. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not getting anything else. They're standing pretty firm with me on this. So just know that I've said those words in the to my daughter the other day. My God, I thought I had worked through everything about this I could work through. And I'm saying to you, if you've said that or thought that recently, yippee, because you're down to the core. Okay?
Good. Thank you. I love you. I'll probably see you in Canada.
All right, darling. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Susan in Niagara Falls, you still in the hospital, baby?
I'm still in the hospital, yes, but I'm doing wonderfully. I'm living very consciously. And my question is, you know, I haven't picked up your little child program yet. But I was thinking, because I do work with my little child, and I didn't really know, do I need it or not. But you know what I was thinking is, I'm going to go home. They're supposed to release me sometime today, I hope. And
great.
I'm thinking maybe that would be a good thing for me to pick up now and work with it while I'm recovering at home.
I get a big yes on that, Susan. I know you've already, I think you've already ordered it. But
No, I haven't.
Neither. Oh, you haven't. Okay.
No,
so,
the
highest question is, will it serve you? And I get a big yes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out. Because I wasn't sure, because, you know, I do work a lot with my little child. I've been, like I said before when I talked to you earlier, I'm very conscious of every moment of every day. I'm living totally consciously. I love my life, Dee. I love my life.
I know, Susan.
I feel so blessed.
I talked to Susan the other day in the hospital, and she had slipped and fallen, and she said, you know, I just asked myself, now, why would I create this? What's the lesson I get to learn? And it was, you know, let other people help me. Let other people be there for me and come through for me and help me, which is, again, you see, tying back into what we talked to Carolyn about.
Yes, a very big lesson for me to allow others to help me.
Yeah, and you just sound wonderful, and you're balanced, you're healing, everything is great, Susan. So
everything is great. You know, Lori, who works with Master Cat Gouda, she's been working with me, too. She wants me to call her as soon as I get out. She wants me to go to play with dolphins with her, so we'll see. And I love you all so much, and I love my community. I love you guys. You guys are so supportive. It's just wonderful. I am so, so happy, and I feel so, so blessed.
Yes. Yippee, Susan. You know, you are a testament of really walking the talk, because Susan, and I say this lovingly, Susan, was probably one of the biggest victims ever in the community when we started. Would you agree with that? Yeah.
Yes, I was. I definitely was.
And rightfully so, right? You had a right to feel that way from the life that you know.
Yeah, I had a rough life. That's for sure.
But honey,
my life is every day is a blessing in my life now.
Well,
good. Even with challenges, even like the challenge of falling, I look at that and go, okay, what's the root cause? Get to that. I'm like, boom, I know what it is. I'm walking the talk, Dee. Bless you so much for being there for me. You were the very perfect person. I knew it as soon as I heard from you on Jennifer McLean's show. I knew you were the perfect person. You are my true sister. I love you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. And good journeys home. I'm sure it'll be good to be out of there.
Oh, it'll be wonderful, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
I know. Bye-bye.
It'll be great to be gone. Bye. All right. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, sweetheart. How wonderful. Carla in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's Carla. Can you hear
me? Hi, baby. I can.
Hi. I'm feeling like I'm in a good place in a lot of ways. You know, I do the work, and, you know, a lot of good things are happening. I had a new job in a school system, and that's kind of winding down at the end of the year, and just so many good things are happening. And I'm actually seeing orbs of light, like I'm seeing so much more light on the planet than I've ever seen, which is very encouraging.
Encouraging, yeah.
I have stopped sleeping. I mean, seriously, like, if I get, like, 3 hours in like, 15
okay, the
minutes,
question is, though, do you feel bad?
I feel exhausted.
You do?
I don't feel bad. I feel so exhausted that I have no brain.
See, I get a no on that, Carla, and I want you to fall into your heart and feel
okay.
into this so we can work through this.
Okay.
They're saying you feel exhausted because we're all supposed to think we should feel exhausted when we only get 3 hours sleep.
Okay. That's the other thing I'm telling myself. I don't think I need as much sleep as other people. I've never been a big sleeper, and I can, you know, sleep for an hour and get up and do a few things or listen to some talk shows and stuff and go back. But this is like beyond that. It's like beyond. The other day I fell asleep. And I woke up and I'm like, I slept so good. And it was 15 minutes. 15 minutes. I was like, it is 12:15 at night. I'm like, what am I going to do with myself the rest of the night? It's like, I have no idea, but I cannot.
Okay. The next time that happens, they're saying, because you're being woken up for a purpose. Let me tell you that the sheets that we all work with that, are probably the most important thing I've ever put together in the work.
Yeah.
All of the core beliefs on these sheets, except for two or three of them that have come in afterwards, were given to me on a Christmas vacation in the middle of the night, 4 nights in a row.
You know, when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I appreciate that. Because I know that at 4 o'clock in the morning, I get a lot of information. But
well,
I haven't been enough to, like, appreciate
it
right now.
Well, that's because you're fighting it. Don't fight it. Say, it's 12:15. What do you want me to know, guys?
Okay.
What am I supposed to write down here?
Okay. All right.
So the highest message right now about sleep is sheets, book, song. Give me a movie. See,
some kind of car with a girl and a boy on, but I can't think of the name of it.
Well, let's go to Greece.
Yes, okay. Something like that, yes.
But they're saying, just in that moment, did you see how you were trying to find a movie?
Yes.
Instead of just sitting
allowing
there going,
it.
Okay, give me a movie.
Yes. Yes.
What happens when we get really tired? We don't fight anymore.
Okay.
Our defenses are down.
All right.
We hear things. We're more open.
Okay.
Okay, because our brain's given up. So, it's true. Let's go to Greece. And they're saying Greece lightning. So, what is, you know, that's all about a car that goes really, really, really fast.
Yeah.
Right? Greece
yeah.
lightning. And that's where their joy is. Well, that, they're saying, that's what we're talking about with all this space-time continuums trying to integrate.
Okay.
Okay. Stop fighting it.
Okay.
Get
all
on.
Right.
Get in the car and take the ride.
Okay.
Carla.
All right.
Okay. So ask what it is you're supposed to be aware of, give up, let him tell you, and then you'll go right back to sleep, they said.
Because I'm like, it's the wrong time. It's not 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm being too
exactly
regulated.
But when,
okay.
You see, if space and time is all coming together, there isn't a 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. That's true. That's
the
true.
Dimensions are going to be presenting themselves. If you all are experiencing more deja vu right now, that's a good example of dimensions and space and time collapsing together.
Okay.
Right?
If
you're having if you're having glimpses of other lifetimes, glimpses of parallel lifetimes, that's what they're talking about. But expect time expansion. If you feel like you don't have enough time, ask for the expansion of time.
Been thinking to do that. Yeah. Because I get overwhelmed sometimes, and I ask for the expansion of time, and it calms me down, and I get done whatever I need to. And I actually look at the time sometimes, and I'm like, that really did work. Like, I got this done in a very short period of time instead of whining
about
it.
Well, you can do that with sleep, too, Carla. You can do that with your sleep, too. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, you got. Hold on. Is there anything higher? We have the highest understanding. Yes, we do. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you
You're all just bringing together this expansion of the understanding of what we've known for a long time. Jean in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. I don't have a question. I just called in today to let you know that I listen to you every week, and you said something last week in your closing about, you know, getting support from the community, and I don't think I've supported you by calling in, and so I'm calling in to thank you for
everything. Thank you, sweetheart. Oh,
because I do the work, and I, you know, I take care of me through the work, and don't have that much that comes up. So,
yippee, because I remember the days when you first started calling in where stuff was up all the time. So that's really nice testimonial for you and me and the work. And I love you for calling in. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
My little heart is just smiling. Deka, hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Well, I affirm what everybody's been saying. I don't really have that much coming up. I feel strong. I'm getting good guidance that I'm following on. I get it very early in the morning, taking classes and certain things. But now I have a question. This just developed yesterday, although my ears... I went to the doctor for my checkup, and I told her, well, my head stopped up, and I'm hearing ringing, and there seems to be like my ears are blocked. So you just allergies because of the rain, whatever. So now when I speak up, I've noticed, which I just noticed yesterday, I hear a ringing after I've spoken. I can hear it in my throat. It's almost like a reverb.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Now, I know ears have to do with hearing things that are uncomfortable, and I had some news from my brother that it kind of hurt. I don't want to see anybody hurt him, so I understand. Well, okay, maybe it's that metaphysical causation.
Well, that is part of it, Deka, and the other thing, and Dolores Cannon. Used to talk about this all the time in the workshops I did with her, that ringing in the ears is an energetic message to us that we're not hearing the truth about what we need to hear. And the truth in this instance, in connection with your brother, Deka, is that you're God, you create you, and so is he. So you can love him, you can support him. Ultimately, you cannot create for him. And they're trying to get you to hear that message. Because right now that's the highest word, you're feeling guilt around what you heard. And
yes,
part of that...
I've always felt... I mean, as you know, I came from a very violent family. And I always... I felt guilty when I got to leave our home and I couldn't take my little brother with me. I've had that guilt for a long, long time.
Okay, can you hear me and God through me telling you it is time to let your guilt go? It is time to put your guilt down are the exact words they're giving me.
Yes.
Okay, because it continues to make you feel like you have to take on his creation. You have to understand, Deka, he picked the family as you did to learn the lessons that he wanted to learn about self-creation. We all pick the families taught us the most about what we don't want, so we would be clear about what we do want. You are moving on and have been moving on for some time around what do I want. He's still stuck in the story.
Uh-huh.
You can help him see that. And then you're done, Deka. You know, you can support him in creating himself and leaving the story behind. And that's what you have to hear. Now, I'm not a doctor. Energetic things can absolutely take on physical form. We know that. Right?
Right, yeah.
What I'm hearing is that your ears are going to clear up.
You know, I've been hearing that too. I guess I just needed affirmations, help from some other people that I respect and love. Thank you.
For all of us, honey. For all of
yeah.
us. But just hear clearly, let the guilt go, put the guilt down. And I'm going to give you all a beautiful statement for anybody working with something like this. I release you to your own divine I am presence. That's from the I am book that is one of my Bibles. I release you to your own divine I am presence. I have to do that with my daughter. I have to be conscious of doing that because mothers and sisters and fathers, we want to save the people we love. Not our job. Our job is to allow them to understand that they create and save themselves. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dee. You're a miracle as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deka. Deka and I go so far back. Deka studied with me in my acting studio and was one of the people who helped develop all this work. Anya in North Carolina, you're on, babe.
Good morning, our yes for you morning.
Yes.
I wanted to check in just on three little separate things that are happening right now. One is a new volunteer opportunity that has been presented to me that I really feel is right for me to accept. And that
if it makes you happy, accept it.
Right. The possibility of it and what could happen as a result of it makes me very happy. It's to do with the healing work that I've learned and the chance to serve as a volunteer with that. It feels good. It feels really, really good.
Then do it.
And the second thing, is there perhaps a change in job for me coming up sometime soon?
Well, I get a yes, but I also get that's not the right question.
Okay.
The right question is, are you creating a new job?
Ah.
Guys, you have to get away from the psychic mentality. Do you understand that at any one time, there's a million choices that can be what's going to happen?
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So out of those multitude of choices, what is it that you want to create? What is it that you want to focus on and magnify and pull to you out of all of the possibilities that are out there?
Right.
So if you're asking the question about a new job, I would that you probably are leaning toward wanting to creating a new job, right?
That sounds good.
Well, then I would get very, very clear on you about what kind of job you want and what attributes you want that job to have.
Okay.
And then go to your love place and feel into that and go, okay, all higher energy beings, God, Christ, Holy Spirit energy, all space, matter, cells, in all time, space, continuums, and dimensions, come on in. You know what I want. Partner with me. Let's go.
Okay.
And you keep your focus on that.
Okay.
And then, of course, if somebody offers you an opportunity or the world offers you an opportunity, you got to take action, right?
Right, right.
And sometimes you will get opportunities or offerings just so that you can go, oh, that's not quite what I want. So that you can get more crystal clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm very grateful. I know part of that whole, the energy of something like that is being just really grateful for what you have or where you are right now. And the job I'm in has been so good for me in so many respects, but I'm dealing with a boss with a certain type of personality that we're always, there's a lot of damage control.
Okay, then what you want is all the attributes of this wonderful job that's been so good to you and a boss that, you know, you're in harmony with, where there's mutual respect, you know. Write out the things about the boss that you don't like and then write the positive things that you want. Either he will shift, somebody else will take his place, or another job and another boss will come in.
Right.
But focusing on what you don't like about him ain't the answer, Anya.
Oh, that I'm clear about. It's just become crystal clear that this is like a continuing thread through, you know, his life, his establishment.
Not about
whatever,
him.
So.
Not about him. You look to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And what do I want to create? Yeah.
Okay. So how many bosses have I been in conflict with? How many people have I not been in harmony with? How is there anything about authority I need to address within myself? And write down what you want, okay?
Right. He and I actually have a really good relationship, probably as good or better than most people there. But again, it's like I know I need to come from a place of gratitude in anything I choose to move forward to. And I'm in profound gratitude.
Yeah, but
for,
you can be in gratitude and also be clear about what you want to change.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And that's where I'm coming from. Thank you.
You bet, baby.
Appreciate
you bet.
That.
Kimmy in Phoenix. Hi, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Thank you, darling. Into you.
Thank you. I am calling to get some clarification on the job that I have. I get really sleepy there, and I've actually caught myself falling asleep a few times.
Yeah, that's resistance. What are you in resistance to, Kim?
Oh, man.
Was that a light bulb or?
I'm like trying to figure out what am I in resistance to? I mean, to doing.
Okay, let me tell you. You're in resistance to not being in reaction to them and to being the creator of whatever you want when you're there. They're taking me to number 3 on sheet 1, which is I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation.
Okay.
So I'm choosing to be filled with energy in this job.
Okay.
And there's one person that's sapping your energy. Is that true?
You're saying it must be true.
No. That's not the way this works.
Okay.
I'm picking up some energy and saying it in words, the only words that I know how usually, you know, because I have demanded the highest understanding.
Yes, ma'am.
It's you. You're fighting yourself. Yeah, you're fighting yourself, Kim. You're fighting yourself in just allowing yourself to accept and be happy with everything you've created. And that rings very true with me about you and all the work we've done together.
Wow.
That was essentially what your cancer was about. Is Kim fighting Kim? That's what we're all being challenged with, guys, and it's showing up in different ways. If you like Connie's email that I read earlier, if there's any part of you that's fighting you, you will see it show up in your money. You'll see it show up in your health. You'll see it show up in your relationships. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're fighting, and this is your big thing that we've been talking about on the show today. You're still fighting the power of Kimmy to be happy and free wherever she is.
Wow.
Yeah, just accept that you're going to use your energy to choose to be there, to choose to create more energy, to choose to create, you know, a really fulfilling experience of being there. And then they're laughing. Make sure you get enough sleep.
I go to bed. Yes, I do get enough sleep. So, okay, but I'll double check on that one. But okay.
Just be conscious when you start checking out. Going, am I checking out from my power here? And it'll bring you right back, they said. I want feedback about this, okay?
Yes, you will get feedback.
Okay.
Trust me on that one.
All right, baby. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, and thank you.
You bet, because you sound like you're full of energy. Deanna, in Miami, we only have a short little time, but I wanted to get to you. What's up?
Thanks, Deanna. I have been shamed too many times, and it makes my soul, you know, get really small. Can you tell me how to overcome it, please?
Yes, I can. Because if you're being shamed, Deanna, you are allowing other people to shame you. But what's happened is that you've started just automatically shaming yourself. And if you look at yourself as a person who is supposed to be shamed and who is shamed, if you've defined yourself as I am a person who is shamed, then you will literally attract more of that to you. And you yourself will shame you for feeling shamed. Do you understand?
I'm trying to.
Okay. Every time you feel shamed or you have a thought of being shamed or you experience shaming, I want you to catch yourself in that moment and start laughing. Make yourself laugh, because what that will do is it will, first of all, detach you what you're going through, Deanna, is an automatic sense memory, something that you have learned to do that doesn't make any sense in your life anymore. So you have to retrain yourself to default to something else. And that's why I'm telling you, start laughing. That brings you back into being objective and go, okay, really, is this going to get me the joy and freedom and happiness that I want in my life, allowing me to continue to experience shame? And of course, the answer is no. And so if you're not shamed, you're accepted and celebrated, aren't you? So that's what you want.
How can I laugh when the feeling I actually feel is wanting to cry?
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to laugh right now. Come on, start laughing.
I can't. Laugh.
Yeah,
can.
There you go.
That's
Come on,
what...
I'll laugh with you. Come on, Deanna.
But I can't act like that. That's
yes,
the hardest
can.
Thing for me
yes,
to do.
Deanna, yes, you can. You can, and you just chose to, and then you stopped yourself from doing the very thing that would be good for you, darling.
Thank you.
It's just an easy choice, Deanna, and you don't have to laugh out loud. You can laugh inside, and nobody will know you're laughing, but
okay.
You will shift you, and that's the beginning. That's the beginning, and that's what you asked me to do, so... You got the answer now. Start trying it.
Thanks,
okay?
Deanna.
You're welcome, darling. Guys, she just gave you a beautiful gift there. Don't question yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Don't think, oh, my God, that's so stupid. If you know what you need to do for you, get all your cells, all your matter, and all your space integrated into I'm loving myself, and this is what I'm going to do for myself right now, no matter what. No matter what. In this Memorial Day weekend, be your own freedom. Be your own freedom in creating the freedom of you that creates the freedom of your life, which will create and does create the freedom of our world. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Woohoo! Love yourselves. Yippee! And love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.